Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome everybody to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. I hope everybody's having a great week so far. It's Tuesday here in New York. It's 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we had a little bit of rain, a little bit of cold, and I think we're finally getting settled in and getting ready for whatever's happening with the weather. It's time. I guess it's time. The summer is officially over, and we're we're getting ready for it. But I'm very happy and very excited to have back on the show tonight, Mrs. Sharon Moyer. Sharon, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. And as I said, and I meant every word of it, very excited to have you back on the show. We had you on the show a couple weeks ago. And I know,
yes.
You know, we found out a lot of really cool, interesting things about you. You certainly keep very busy. There's not
yes.
too much that you haven't dabbled in, so it's pretty
true.
Cool.
yeah.
But who better to tell your story than yourself a little bit? So why don't you share with us just a little bit about your background, where you came from, and how you got to where you are right now?
Okay. As I shared before, I am from Conway, Arkansas. And in one of my books that I write, the fifth new book, about I write about the Rose of Sharon Bush. And my grandmother was given this Rose of Sharon Bush, as my name was Sharon, given by my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon actually is another name for Jesus Christ. I didn't know if you know that or not. The Rose of Sharon.
I definitely did not know that, no.
It's one of his names.
Really?
So I guess it was a sign of my destiny. Because when I was 9, I received Jesus in my heart at a Baptist church, and my grandmother and parents were baptized as Christians. My grandmother was a writer of poetry, so that could be how I got my gift of writing. And I used to recite her poems. In college, I lost interest in church, and I moved to Las Vegas from Arkansas with my mom and my brother at the age of 19. And I met my husband, Bob, a handsome Marine, when I was 21. Actually, my mom, I said before, met him at the Golden Gate Casino in Las Vegas and told him my
cool.
whole life story. And so I was dancing at a disco across the street, so she brought him across the street to meet me. We were married 5 months later. And we have a lovely daughter, Tracy, a son, Robert, and a grandson, David.
Very nice.
Recently, back in 2004, we moved back to Las Vegas.
And so now you're based out of Vegas.
We live just outside of Vegas in Henderson in a beautiful place called Anthem.
Very cool. Very nice. Now, His Radiant Glory, what?
Yes.
When did this come to be? Why don't you tell us a little bit about His Radiant Glory?
Okay, that's my first book, His Radiant Glory, and I talk a lot about our life experiences, all the wonderful things that happen in our life, and some of the things not so wonderful, but how
sure.
we became victorious in every situation, and about our family, and about our faith, and our hope that we have in God.
Now,
and
is His Radiant Glory, was this your first book?
This is my very first book compiled from 12 of my booklets. Each booklet is one chapter, and I have 12 chapters in each book. And one thing I shared was about talking about Jesus in Revelation 19, it talks about him having eyes that flame with fire, and he sits upon his heavenly throne. So we know he hears our prayers. He's brought us through so many hard times. But that's what this book is about, my life and experience in my Christian life and just all the wonderful things that I have experienced and the different situations I've been in, the different clubs, different organizations and all the different things
sure.
I've done.
Now, who played the biggest role in your life as far as influencing you to write?
I would say my husband. Well, of course, God is an inspiration, too, that inspired me to do this. But I would share that my husband has really stood behind me all the way, printed my booklets out, and it just stood there. And he's also written a book, too, called Bulldog Faith. And so he's been my great inspiration.
Sure. Now, not to get off of the topic of your work, How does your husband's work, you know, with Bulldog Faith? And I'm on the website, hisradiantglory.com right now.
Okay.
And for everybody listening, they should definitely check it out. But how does his work kind of coincide with yours and, you know, vice versa? I mean, does it all kind of follow a similar pattern or theme?
Yes, some of it does. It's about his Marine Corps life, too, because he was 28 in the Marines. Mm-hmm. And their mascot was a bulldog. And when you have bulldog faith, you don't give up. You hold on to faith like a bulldog holds on to a bone with his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how this is all about, a book on faith.
Very nice.
Uh-huh.
And so how old were you when you first knew that you wanted to write, you wanted to put together? I mean, I know you said you put together booklets first. So how old were you when you started writing these booklets?
Okay, it was in 2004.
So relatively recent.
Yes, it hasn't been that long ago. And my first
right.
book was published in 2011, and then recently this year, two books.
Very great. That's great. Wow. And so now with the two books that you've written, the additional ones, what are those books?
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you tell everybody where they can purchase all of them or find all the books?
Okay, we have a website on www.hisradiantglory.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our publisher, Sherry Hauser, with glorybound publishing.com. You can see all of the authors and the books and everything on that in the visual form. And of course, I could, if it's okay, I could give my phone number.
Sure, of course.
And okay, my number, phone number, cell phone number is 702-327-4778.
Okay. And also, I know that, is it okay to give out the email that we have listed for you?
Yes, it is.
And that's through your husband's email? It's rmoyer5946@AOL?
Yes, and I have my own, too. It's hisradiantglory@AOL.com.
Perfect.
That's my first book.
So now, Sharon, with the work that you've done, obviously, and I know that
mm-hmm.
there's a lot to do with, you know, with religion and the spiritual side of things. Now, I'm sure that you get asked questions like, you know, but the differences between religion and being spiritual. So in your words,
right.
what would you say are the basic differences, I mean, if there is any?
Okay. In religion, it's more like a man-made laws and rules. And you have to do's and don'ts, and there's
mm-hmm.
no forgiveness. There's only judgment. But in spirituality, it's not a religion. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. He's the Prince of Peace, and he will give you peace when there's a storm. He will fill you with joy, and he will give you healing, because he is the healer.
Mm-hmm.
But in religion, there's so many wars going on. And that's not the way God had planned it.
Right.
So that is man-made ideas.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I mean, obviously then with a person on an individual level can obviously establish a relationship with God. And, you know, with
definitely.
And so would you say that there are particular methods or ways that one can become closer to God?
Yes, I would say spend that time just praying and reading the Bible, His Word, and that you learn so much. It's like a blueprint for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And just to accept Jesus in your heart, because He forgives from all sin, because He shed His blood on the cross, and He was the perfect Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth. So He is able to forgive all of our sins, and He doesn't judge people. He wants to give His love to them.
I think that's a good concept to understand is, you know, the fact that he doesn't judge.
That's right.
It's very easy for, you know, us as humans to pass judgment on others.
Yes.
And so, Sharon, what is your newest book that you've worked on?
My newest book is Latter Rains of Glory, and it's about revival that's coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful cover of the Golden Gate Bridge with beautiful sunset. And as I said, I met my husband through the Golden Gate Casino. Mm-hmm. And so that means it's very special to me. And I want to see all the cities come into revival and find out the truth and let there be healing brought forth in our nation.
Is it available on the web yet or anything like that?
It's available through myself on my website or on my email, and also through Glory Bound Publishing. And, of course, we sell at lower rates than our publisher does.
Right, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And the publisher, Glory Bound, you were able to get that deal. I remember you described it to us on the first episode that you came on to, but why don't you share with us how cool that story was? Because, I mean, I always find it intriguing when somebody can find publishing.
Okay. I had written 84 booklets, and my husband had produced some, printed them out and everything. And when I was invited to a Glory Bound Publishing party here in Las Vegas, one of the hotels, by a friend. And I went there that night, and I met Sherry Hauser, who's the publisher. And I told her about my booklets, and she said, "I'd love to see your booklets. Can you bring them to me?" So I took them to her, and she was really amazed. She says, "Can you believe that you have 6 books here?" So that's how it all came about. And that was in 2009. First books, 3 books came out in 2011, and they were sold in the marketplace in Houston, Texas, the Glow International Conference, and my husband's book, too, Bulldog Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in 2013, Outpouring of Healing came out, my book. 2015, the last 2 books have come out, Jesus' Blood is a Shield and Latter Rains of Glory.
That's quite an extensive repertoire of books that you've put out in a short amount of time, pretty much.
I'm still writing.
So you are working on some new stuff, too?
I write every day.
Very nice. Now, for you, do you ever find yourself, and I always ask people, you know, authors and, mm-hmm. You know, just people that genuinely enjoy writing, do you ever reach a point during the day that you hit a snag and you don't, you know, kind of writer's block, I guess you could say?
Yes, I do. And I just wait until I feel inspired again to start writing. And
absolutely.
I go to another subject or something.
Sure, sure. Do you have any go-to, you know, do you have a method behind, you know, when you're writing? Do you have to, like, set the mood, have the lights down, or, you know, turn on some good music in the background? Do you have anything like that?
Yes, I would like to listen to worship music and just soft music. I love music anyway because I'm a singer. So,
wow,
of course,
yeah.
I love music.
I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
And so, for everyone that's just joining us now, we're about halfway through our episode with Sharon Moyer of His Radiant Glory. I mean, author, singer, obviously, she just mentioned. You've traveled quite extensively as well, right?
I have, yeah.
And so what are you doing when you travel? What's the purpose behind it? I mean, is it purely for work, or is there leisure involved? What have you been doing?
No, I would say both. Leisure, mm-hmm. and also motivational speaking engagements and singing and teaching dance workshops, prophetic dance, and just different things that I do. I have a CD that I promote,
mm-hmm.
and it's all for the glory of God.
And so the CD itself now is it called Midnight Cry? Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And so
it's about,
where can people mm-hmm. find that? Is that also available on the
through
website?
Through myself. That's the only way you can find it. Contact me by phone or by email.
Okay. And when did you start singing?
Probably in the mid-90s, I would say. I wasn't even able to sing. And I actually prayed for the gift of singing, and that's how it all happened.
So before, when you were younger, you didn't have the courage to do it?
I just didn't have the voice to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
So I got to ask, so you said that you moved to the Vegas area when you were in your early 20s or late teens?
I was 19, but I did go to high school here when my mom and brother came here. from Arkansas.
And that must have been somewhat of a culture shock, right? I mean, it's got to be a
massive
difference.
Really enjoyed it here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I actually have not been to Vegas yet. I cannot wait to get there. But
you would love it.
I'm sure I would, but, you know, I have a newborn baby here, so we won't be traveling anytime.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, a little sick right now himself. But you know, in terms of what you – did you expect a change in lifestyle when you got to Las Vegas?
Yes. There are more things to do and everything, but still, there's wonderful things for family activities here, too, and beautiful weather most of the year round.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious, though. So with your time in Arkansas, I mean, you spent about 18, 19 years there, right?
That's correct, yes.
So was it? Did you miss anything about Arkansas as opposed to when you moved to Vegas?
No, I don't think so. Maybe family, that was all.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I got to ask this then. So when you were young, when you were very young, a child, did you see yourself going down this road? Did you always kind of know that this was what you wanted to do and you pursued it?
Yes, I think I did see myself going down this road. And I really do, because I started out with dance and singing, even though I wasn't really a singer. But I would try. And I was in performing arts and everything, you know, instructor of ballet and tap.
Sure.
The Bible, I enjoyed reading it. And I was actually received Jesus at the age of 9, so that's early. That's very young. Mm-hmm. And I had very good Christian parents. And and so I think, yes, I did see myself as doing what I'm doing. I wanted to be a missionary when I was much younger.
Wow. I remember it's funny that you mentioned that you you wanted to be a singer when you were younger. When I was like 4 years old, my family used to tell me that I used to sing into garden hoses at family parties. So that didn't work out for me professionally, but, you know. So, Sharon, we have gone over some cool things. And I remember from the first episode, you were telling us about the singing that you've done, and I know that you were mentioning this cruise trip. So why don't you share with us a little bit about your singing appearances that you're going to be doing, in the next month or so, or, you know, down the road, because I'm sure everyone would love to hear about that.
Yeah, we're going on the cruise. We're leaving Saturday for the Mexican Riviera on Princess Cruise Lines, and I'm very blessed to sing with this band that's from the area that we live in, Anthem. Called Band AR, and the director is Bob Bush. Some of these musicians have been with Frankie Avalon, the Righteous Brothers. So I'm very honored to be able to work with professionals like this.
Sure.
And I'll be singing with a few other of my friends on the cruise ship. My husband and I are going. And also, we've been asked to have our book table for the first time on the cruise ship. And so we will have that too. What our books will be available.
That's great. That's tremendous. How did you get hooked up with the band?
Well, actually through Facebook.
Really?
And they wanted to be my Facebook friends, and that's how I met them. And we were involved in performing arts and doing different musicals together, singing, dancing, and all that.
Wow. And so, all right, so you've been singing for, let's say, the better part of 25 years, right, we'll say?
Well, about 20 years, I guess.
20 years, okay. Mm-hmm. And when you've received your talent for singing, right?
Yeah.
When you received it, did you see yourself, you know, being able to travel and do things that, you know, many people really dream of? I mean, obviously, it's an amazing accomplishment to be able to go on, let's say, a cruise and travel, you know, the world a little bit and get out there and sing.
No, I never even thought of that. I was just learning to sing, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, do you meld in your writing? Now, the writing with the pieces that you have on your album.
Yes.
And it all kind of had, all the themes tie in together?
Yes, they do. It's a light on the same thing. It's a gospel. Midnight Cry is about the second coming of Jesus Christ, which is getting very close right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it's all about. And how we can have hope.
And how has the feedback been to your album and, you know, and obviously all the fantastic books that you've now written?
Oh, thank you. I've had a lot of good feedback from the album, and they listen to it in their cars and different people I've met. And so I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the books, I'm seeing to getting very good feedback about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I do mentor women in my home with an outreach called Healing Streams for women that have gone through trauma.
Now, how do you find the time to do that?
I don't know. But I do.
But now this is something that you do, and again, I remember you mentioning it on the first episode, and I'm glad to say that we do have you back on for an extended series now that's going to stretch out over the next 2 or 3 months, every other week, obviously. And obviously with your schedule, you know, being so busy, you know, there'll be some weeks that we won't be on with you, but I'm just excited to have you on for these six new shows. But why don't you tell us a little bit about the work that you do with these women that go through such traumatic events?
With the women? Well, they come and gone through divorce or tragedies of some kind, traumas and abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach them godly principles from my books, and they love to be in, just come and hear the word of God, and I pray with them and counsel with them, and they call me even from Florida. I get calls sometime from former students that want me to pray for them, and so I never know. I mean, I just care about people, and I want to see them healed and restored.
Well, I can certainly say just from talking to you a handful of times that you know, you can tell when someone is genuinely you know, interested in helping people. You certainly have that
Thank
ability.
You. Yeah.
Now, I'm curious to know though, do you, aside from, you know, reading you know, different works with them, and are there other methods that you incorporate into the work with these women?
Well, they buy my booklets and they take them home with them, and I just know that I care about them. That's what really matters. And I always have refreshments for them and encourage them any way I can. And so they know they're very special to me.
Mm-hmm. So you say a lot of positive reinforcement goes a long way.
That's right, positive reinforcement.
Sure. And again, I think that's something that, you know, unfortunately, when you go through a traumatic event or a series of traumatic events, that really takes its toll on you. And I think that might be one of the first things you lose is that positive outlook.
That's right. And lose our joy and our peace. And it's hard to function in life without joy and without peace.
Absolutely. And with the books that you've done, do you find yourself ever reading something that you've written and being able to kind of sort something out in your own life, the way that you help out
these
women?
Yes, I do. A lot of times my books will help me, and I even forget that I've written that part, and it will really help me. It's a problem I needed or solved or something, you know.
Right. And I'm sure just writing every day is probably very helpful to you.
Yes, I love doing it.
Well, I know for a lot of people that I've spoken with, you know, that have written many different types of pieces, they do. They almost get, like, trapped inside their own body when they go for a couple of days without putting anything out there.
Right.
And so
I've written...
No, go ahead.
I've written probably 300 booklets just this year alone, which I've never written that many, even in 5 years. So the increase to write is... desire is getting stronger in me, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. It doesn't seem there's any stopping you. But now, Sharon, have you found that the material that you're writing right now, has that evolved at all since you began?
I would say it has. I write more now about the King and the Kingdom of God. It's what I write about. But you see, Jesus is the King of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just something I think to write about royalty and the palace and the throne room and all these things that are exciting.
So of all the things that you have done, and I'm sure you're not mm-hmm. even close to being done yet, I'll say that. What do you enjoy most about what you do?
For all the things I do?
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy going out and doing motivational speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And singing, and of course, book signings too.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And have you had any funny book signing stories or any motivational speaking stories where you know someone kind of caught you off guard with a random comment or a question or something kind of praising your work?
I'm trying to think. I know a funny thing happened in Idaho in August. I was going to do my teaching, my motivational mm-hmm. speaking. I had all my papers on the bandstand, and the whole thing collapsed in the middle and it fell on the floor. So that was really
no.
humorous thing to see. I've had several things like that happen to me.
I'm sure, but I'm sure you're professional.
Yeah.
I'm sure you picked up right where you left off, and it's no big deal.
I didn't let it bother me.
Does your husband travel with you when you go on these events?
He always does. We travel together.
Now, is he musical?
No, he is not. He's more like in the computer and printing of the books and writing, too. He's very good.
So,
a Marine, you know, they've got a lot of common sense. You know?
That's right. That's what I know. I have friends. But that's good, though, because at least the two of you, you know, it sounds like you guys are very supportive of each other. And obviously, I mean, you've been married for a very, very long time, which is great, which is difficult, obviously,
yes.
to do in this day and age. But, you know, it's nice to hear.
Well, thank you.
And so as we're winding down to the final 2 minutes of this episode, Sharon, I want people to really understand what is most important to you because you're doing
mm-hmm.
so much. You're always traveling, but what would be your message for everyone tonight?
I would say that family is the most important of all. Your children, your grandchildren, but also your career, that you will not give up on your dreams and you will pursue them. And that as a writer, I love to continue doing that, encouraging other writers to start out and just writing booklets before you start writing whole books like that. And also, if you have a gift or a talent, don't let that talent die. Revive it. Do everything you can to encourage yourself. Go forth, and you can make it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any regrets?
Regrets. Okay. I think everyone has regrets.
Sure.
That couldn't have spent more time with loved ones and, you know, that have gone on and everything. And so, yes, I would think so, that there are times we all have regrets.
But it doesn't sound like you have many professionally, and that's a big thing.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Sharon, as we're narrowing down now to, unfortunately, the final minute, one more time, why don't you tell people the best ways to contact you?
Okay, you may contact me by my phone number. It's a cell phone. It's 702-327-4778. My email is hisradiantglory@aol.com. The website is the same, hisradiantglory.com. And also, I'm on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
under Sharon Moyer. And I know there are probably other things, too, I have on Facebook. And with NAPW and IWLA, International Women's Leadership Association.
Mm-hmm.
So through that, you can also find my information.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, Sharon, unfortunately, we are winding down out of time. But I do want to remind everybody, we do have you coming back in 2 weeks.
Yes.
December 15th, okay. A Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. So, Sharon, thank you so much for coming on to the show tonight.
You're
well,
so welcome.
Everyone
thank
here,
you for calling.
You're very welcome, too. And we love having you on the show. So we will see you soon. From everyone
okay,
here at
thank
CMC
you,
Radio, no problem. This is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Have a great night, everybody.